Why should you learn the Dhamma? Most remarkable thing happened in my life is coming across the Dhamma. Even in the darkest moment in your life, you will still see the light and follow the path if you were to learn the Dhamma and practice it. Those people who see the Dhamma, they also see the impermanent nature of our very existence. Under COVID-19, many governments around the world, they took unprecedented measures to curb the spread of the virus. Some of the cities were locked down. We in Singapore also experienced it to some extent. But one of the things that researchers found out during this COVID-19 period, domestic violence, sexual abuse, relationship issues have become double. This is one of the dark period in our human history. But I can see those people who know the Dhamma and practice, in fact, they cope with it better. Many Dhamma practitioners, they spend time reflecting the Dhamma, meditating, and reducing their mental sufferings, as well as helping the others to do so. I personally know many Dhamma friends, they do their own self-retreat during this period. They manage to maintain their peace. Domestic violence and other miseries, in fact, they are the outcomes of mental defilements and sufferings. If everyone knows the Dhamma, how to tackle these defilements, then we can have more peace, understanding, and we have a better society and life. However, as I said, those who see the Dhamma, they also see the impermanent nature of the life. What happened to ordinary human beings? They see the things in a permanent sense. We look into our wealth, our job, our social structure, economy, political system, and we look for security. We want these things to be permanent, secure, everlasting. But the nature is such, there's nothing permanent. Everything is changing. Your body is made of forces and energies which are in a constant flux. Your mind is a combination of feelings, perceptions, mental formation, consciousness. They are flowing like a river. The very earth that we are standing is changing, moving. The air we are breathing is changing. The environment, weather, everything else is changing. Starting from the smallest cells of your body till up to the biggest stars in this universe, nothing is permanent. Everything is changing. So what happens between a person who understands the Dhamma and the person who doesn't understand the Dhamma is this. A person who doesn't understand the Dhamma takes these things as permanent, everlasting, and they grab them. They solidify whatever they see, hear, or whatever they receive through their sense faculties. But the world is changing. When the world changes, then they cannot accept it, then mental suffering arises. A person who understands the Dhamma sees the world as changing, impermanent, as a wave form, not as static. Because of that, he sees every single moment, everything is changing. That attitude gives him the opportunity to release his mental stress. Rather than grabbing it, he will let go. A person who understands the Dhamma also has to follow the safe distancing measures and all the other social the restrictions. And the person also undergoes the same physical environment like any other person. But the difference lies, a person who understands the Dhamma might have same physical suffering, but he knows how to overcome his mental suffering. So he can reduce his suffering to 50%. Whereas someone who doesn't understand the Dhamma, on top of physical suffering, and he increases his mental stress, tension, agony, and then outcome of all these defilements is nothing but violence and unhappiness and many other problems. When someone who doesn't understand the Dhamma comes across life crisis, his mind locked into a repetitive pattern of thinking, which is locked inside suffering itself. He doesn't know how to overcome it. Mind is going round and round within the same thinking. But the person who understands the Dhamma understands that it is impermanent, subject to change and disappear. This is not a permanent state. And when he sees the impermanent nature, he releases from suffering. Person who doesn't understand the Dhamma, when he come across pleasurable, favorable conditions in life, that person will grab them, enjoy them with so much greed, and develop excessive attachment. And he or she will wish these pleasures to be there forever. But the person who understands the Dhamma will still grab the pleasure, still enjoy wealth, power, popularity, but he or she knows that it is not permanent. This is going to change. So while a person who understands the Dhamma still enjoy the pleasure, that person develop wisdom and then enjoy the pleasure with detachment, with some degree of detachment, not 100%. So in that way, he or she can let go the suffering to a great extent. Even in the darkest moment in your life, you will still see the light and follow the path if you were to learn the Dhamma and practice it. Those people who see the Dhamma, they also can see the Karma. When the life crisis happens, some people ask the question, why me? Why did it happen to me? However, Buddhism recognizes This is not the first life we are living, and this is also not the last life we are living. There are things happen to us in this present life as a result of some of the negative karmic forces that comes from our past lives. However, Buddhism does not say that everything happened because of karma. And Buddha encouraged the importance of present action. In fact, someone who understands the Dhamma understands the importance of karma, present karma. Here, intentional actions in present life can change our life for better. Our life is not destined. We are not slave to our own karma, but we can change for better. A Dhamma practitioner who understands in any given situation that his own conscious actions can change his life, then he will move forward to change his life by taking conscious actions. But he will choose only positive, constructive, and wholesome actions. He will never rely on negative, destructive, unwholesome actions as a way out of his present problems. So, understanding Dhamma practitioner, he will accept certain conditions in life created by past karma, but however, by working hard diligently and wisely, we can change for the future. In a case that he cannot change a situation, for example, if it is a kind of a terminally ill kind of situation where there is no medicines, after trying his best to overcome the situation, then that person might come to the last level, which is acceptance. There, a Dhamma practitioner will wholeheartedly accept it. When you accept a situation having tried your best, since there's no other solution, and as it is your past karma, you let go 50% of your big chunk of suffering. Acceptance is a way of letting go. Even in the darkest moment in your life, you will still see the light and follow the path if you were to learn the Dhamma and practice it. Those who see the Dhamma, they also see the interdependent nature of this existence. Everything is interconnected and interdependent. Life is not absolute. It is not independent. It is dependent. Our causes and sufferings, and they have a conditioned existence. When someone who understands the Dhamma faces a life crisis, at that particular moment, that person has the ability to go beyond the ordinary level to see the cause and effect beyond the superficial level. Many people, they might grab to the immediate root cause of suffering. But the real cause of suffering may be something else. A person who has this understanding of Dhamma analyzing, a person who has understanding of paticca samuppada, dependent origination, that person might analyze it and go deeper level to understand the real root cause of the problem. In that way, when he see the cause of the problem in bigger picture, he has got a different type of understanding and profound wisdom to deal with such matters. So such a person can tackle the life issues better than a person who doesn't have Dhamma understanding. Even in the darkest moment in your life, you will still see the light and follow the path if you were to learn the Dhamma and practice it. Those who see the Dhamma and they see mindfulness, because without mindfulness, you cannot see the true Dhamma. Mindfulness is the key to enlightenment. We perceive the world in a distorted way. When our five sense faculties come across outside world, we perceive the world in a distorted way. These distortions happen in three levels. Distortion of the perception, distortion of the thinking, distortion of the view. Having seen something in a distorted way, having perceived it in a distorted way, that person will think in a distorted way. Then, weaving together perception and thinking, the person will create his web of illusion. In order to break through this illusion, we need mindfulness. Those who develop the mindfulness eventually can break through the illusion and awaken. The Buddhist system of meditation, vipassana, is the only way for this. Vipassana meditation is exactly discovered by the Buddha for that purpose. So those who understand the Dhamma and exercise mindfulness eventually will be enlightened and free from all these defilements, become awakened human beings. Even in the darkest moment in your life, you will still see the light and the path if you were to learn the Dhamma and practice it. Those who see the Dhamma, they see the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths, they are the ultimate teachings of the Buddha. We should not misinterpret it to be ABC in Buddhism. That is wrong understanding. Samukkansana Dhamma Desana, unique exposition of a supremely enlightened one, is nothing but Four Noble Truths. It is only the Supreme Buddha's discover it and proclaim it, no one else. On this planet that we are living, as well as any other realm of existence, there's nothing comparable with Four Noble Truths. There's no any single religion on this planet or anywhere else in this universe that expound the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths is the unique teachings of the Buddha. The problem of dukkha, its root cause, and end of dukkha, and how to achieve that end. One who sees the Dhamma will see Four Noble Truths, and that person will follow the Noble Eightfold Path, which eventually will lead us to develop our ethical, spiritual, and intellectual capacities, which will help us to break through the delusion and attain enlightenment. The purpose of Dhamma practice is nothing but to realize the Four Noble Truths. So why should you learn the Dhamma? It is to overcome the suffering and achieve enlightenment. The Four Noble Truths are the ultimate teachings that we all are trying to realize. either in this life or moving forward to our next lives. Okay, this much is enough as a talk, so we can open this for Q&A if you... Are we having Q&A?